Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House.
This is Durward Kirby. You know, children's particular likes and dislikes in food can often result in their not getting enough of the right kind of vitamins. And vitamin shortage is one of the common causes of a listless, let-down, tire-easy feeling. So give your youngsters one-a-day brand multiple vitamins regularly, every day, to protect them against vitamin shortage. Now, one-a-day brand multiples provide all they normally need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary. And less than 3 cents a day is all it costs when you buy the large size package. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins are in modern tablet form. They're smooth-coated tablets that are easy to swallow, leave no unpleasant aftertaste. Vitamin B12 has now been added, yet they cost no more than before. You just can't buy finer quality vitamins than one-a-day brand multiples, so ask your druggist for these prescription quality vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. That's one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin tablets. And now, Hilltop House. When 16-year-old Leonard Claver came to Glendale, he knew that living at the orphanage with his mother, the supervisor, could be a handicap unless he could create a certain impression. And so, from the beginning, he told his mother to give everyone the impression that her work was not a financial necessity, but rather an act of charity. And this impression took on larger meaning because they were close relatives of Mr. Frank Claver, who was chairman of the orphanage board. And young Leonard let drop a few more hints about being next of kin to Mr. Claver, so ultimately he would come into what Glendale assumed would be a considerable inheritance. While the handsome and charming teenager was making up his mind about the families he would like to crash, he made a point of being very nice to Hilltop's oldest girl, Barbara. That could also be explained as an act of charity. But now the boy was facing an unforeseen development, which involved his mother as well as Babs. Well, before going off to school this morning, Leonard wanted to talk with his mother.
Oh, it's you, Lenny. You ready to leave for school?
In a minute. Hey, guess what happened last night when we were at the movies?
What?
Miss Julie came over here and took Babs home with her to stay overnight.
Now, how am I supposed to keep track of things that happen when I'm not here? Hannah should have waited up to tell me.
I guess she feels you're not too friendly to Babs.
And what has that got to do with Barbara spending the night away? After all, I'm in charge. I should know where the orphans are.
Mother, you're not supposed to call them orphans, remember?
Oh, please don't criticize me all the time, Len.
Well, if there's one thing I've got against you, it's not admitting when you make a mistake. And I don't mean using the word orphans. Why did you have to tear into Babs and show your unfriendly feelings? Why couldn't you leave her alone?
Well, I don't like the way she's taking you for granted.
But I was handling her all right till you butted in.
Oh, you're always so quick to criticize without thinking, dear. I told you how Barbara was bragging to Uncle Frank about her dates and the money you were spending on her.
I bet he didn't pay too much attention.
Oh, yes, he did. And it came right before I started to ask him for money for you. So how could I help blowing up at Barbara for spoiling everything?
And what did you accomplish by telling her off, huh? She goes to pieces, Hannah rushes to the phone and gets Miss Julie over here, and now they're all against you, including Mr. Reed Nixon.
Leonard, I thank you not to make mountains out of a molehill. She's only one of the orphans here.
Only? Do you know that Mr. Nixon bought Babs that knockout party dress? Has Miss Julie taken any of the other Hilltop kids into her house? If you'd pay attention to Hannah once in a while, you'd get the lowdown. She was just telling me there isn't anything they wouldn't do for Babs.
Leonard, every hour of my day is taken up with something, and I don't have time to gossip with Hannah. No matter what you want people to believe, I'm working at this orphanage to provide for you. And I've never worked so hard in my life, let me tell you.
Now, don't get off the point to defend a mistake. If you want to make the right kind of friends, you have to use strategy. You can't afford to antagonize anybody who counts. And I'm telling you, Babs counts for plenty with the Nixons.
You're a bright boy, but you haven't had the experience with life I have. Hannah will tell you anything to build up Barbara. I know how she feels because she's promoting a romance with you. And would you like that to get over to your high-class friends like Nancy Longstreet?
Oh, since you brought up Nancy, I've got an item. I asked her to the football game, so where's the money for the tickets? When's Uncle Frank coming across, huh?
Oh, I can't possibly ask him now. He thinks you're spending too much on dates, thanks to Barbara's loose tongue.
The old miser. It'd kill him to part with $50.
$50? Well, you don't need that much to take Nancy to the game.
Well, sure I do. She's used to having the fellas spend that kind of money.
Oh, Len, you can't keep up this front.
What do you think I'm talking about, Mom? I need a steak. I told you. That means a couple of hundred, and once I'm in, it'll be different.
Oh.
Well, I haven't asked for any money till now, have I?
No, you've been very good about it.
Okay, but the money I earned at camp is all used up.
Well, I do have $30 I was saving for some dental work. Could you manage on that much?
I'll have to. But it makes me feel like a heel taking money you need when Uncle Frank's rolling in all that dough. What good will it ever do him?
Well, that's not for us to say. He's a conservative old gentleman, and we must respect him. It bothers me to hear you talk like this.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. When other people call him a miser and a skinflint, I know how to stick up for good old Uncle Frank. Gee, though, I hate to take this money.
Oh, it's all right, dear. I want you to have it, and I can wait with the dentist. Maybe Uncle Frank would advance me a little on that.
Well, sure, you make him. And will you do something else?
What?
I think you ought to call up Babs and apologize. Suppose Reed Nixon happens to mention to Uncle Frank how you upset one of the Hilltop girls.
Oh, that's silly. Businessmen wouldn't talk about such an important thing.
Now, don't be too sure, Mom. The Nixons rate high with Uncle Frank, and now that he's planning the big Hilltop benefit, the word's going around that Reed Nixon might take the chairmanship. So don't you think they'll get a chance to talk plenty?
Well, if you think Mr. Nixon might speak of it... Oh, dear. I know Uncle Frank wouldn't like any kind of criticism about the way I'm handling the girls and boys. Well, all right, I'll try to think of a way to apologize.
Don't wait till Babs comes back here. Call her right now and let Miss Julie know you're sorry. That's what'll make the big impression. If you can handle it with strategy, Mom, you'll always come out on top.
Hello?
Hello there, Miss Julie. I'm so glad I got you. I want to talk to Barbara before she goes off to school, but I also want to talk to you.
Oh, it's you, Mrs. Glavin.
Yes, dear. How is that poor child feeling this morning? I do hope she's not too upset, because I spoke out in such an unfortunate way. I mean, she didn't quite understand. I mean...
Shall I get Babs for you now?
Thank you, but first, I just want to tell you there was such an unfortunate misunderstanding, and I'm afraid Babs took it all the wrong way. Maybe I feel too strong about this crush she has on my son, as you pointed out to me, but being Lenny's mother, I don't want people in Glendale getting the wrong impression that he's encouraging feelings in a poor motherless girl. So I want you to know that I'm sorry it happened, and it was just wonderful of you to comfort her by taking her to your house. Well, now I've gone and told you everything I want to say to her, so maybe you could push my apology to her in your own kind way, Miss Julie.
Oh, well, I think it would be better if you told Babs personally.
Why, of course, that's best of all. When she comes home from school, not on the phone now. So I'll just say goodbye, and I'm sorry I troubled you. We'll be looking for you at the orphanage today. Bye-bye.
Well, goodbye. Now, why didn't she talk with Babs when she called up for that purpose? She's really sorry. No, I just can't feel she's sincere. I guess I won't say anything at all to Babs. Hi, Babs, honey. How are you doing with breakfast?
It's really delicious, but I guess I'm not very hungry. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, honey. I know food seems unimportant when we're unhappy.
Just once I'd like to have the feeling I'm the same as everybody else. That I could be like the other girls and have a real home to invite kids to. Most of them would find excuses not to come to the orphanage.
Babs, you're going through a critical time. Growing up is part of it. And it includes testing your values against those of other girls and boys. I know teenagers feel it's terribly important to be like everybody else. And that's why this new awareness of what it means to be an orphan has hit you so hard. Not having parents in your own home makes you feel that you're different and unacceptable.
That's how I do feel.
Well, we'd like to help you through this difficult time, dear. Reed and I want you to stay with us for a little while. We want you to realize you can be loved for yourself.
Thank you very much, Miss Julie, but what's the use of getting used to something that isn't mine? I know where I belong, and that's the orphanage. So I better go back there and stay there. Because I'm a nobody, and nothing you can do will ever make me feel different.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. I think I'd be pretty safe in saying that a good share of you listeners already have Alka-Seltzer in your kitchens and medicine cabinets for quick relief of headaches and acid indigestion. But how many of you take Alka-Seltzer to relieve cold discomforts? That's right, Alka-Seltzer when you have a cold. Makes good sense, too, because Alka-Seltzer can ease the muscular pains, the headache, and the feverish feeling a cold brings with it. Sodium acetyl salicylate, the effective pain reliever in Alka-Seltzer, is what helps do this. And medical tests prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. So, friends, whenever you take cold, take gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer. Get plenty of rest, dress carefully, and eat sensibly. And take Alka-Seltzer to help you feel better while you're getting better. And if you're out of Alka-Seltzer now, get some more soon at your drugstore. Keep it handy this season. See how fast and effectively it can relieve the discomforts of a cold. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And again to our story for a moment. Julie stood looking at unhappy Babs and thought,
it's more important than ever to get her away from Hilltop for a while. It isn't right for her to feel the way she does, feeling she's a nobody. I must convince her she's a somebody. As good as any girl in Glendale.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Minor. Say, tell me honestly, Mother, aren't there days when it seems like you're on the go from morning till night, you know, fixing meals and washing dishes, doing 101 things that keep you going at a high pitch? And then come evening, when you do finally sit down to relax, you just can't. You can't relax and calm down because you feel tense and nervous. Well, let me suggest you try Miles Nervine. Miles Nervine can take the edge off of a keyed-up feeling. It helps you relax and feel like yourself again. And you'll be glad to know about Miles Nervine, I'm sure. Keep it on hand for times when nervous tension makes you jittery and jumpy. Ask for Miles Nervine, effervescent tablets or liquid at any drugstore. Easy to buy, pleasant to take. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Now remember that name, Miles Nervine, to soothe your nerves. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. This is Durward Kirby speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.